Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事，由杨义旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Peter Denies Jesus. The Apostle Peter sits in the courtyard of Caiaphas, and he keeps himself warm because it is cold. Someone tells him, "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" For three times, Peter denies knowing Jesus. It is almost daybreak. A cock crows. Peter remembers that Jesus told him, "Before the cock crows, you shall have denied me three times." Peter then rushes out of the courtyard, rests his head on a wall, and cries bitterly. Our story for today continues on with the story of Jesus being brought to the Sanhedrin and being questioned. 我们今天的故事继续那个耶稣被逮捕带到那个大司祭们的那个会，然后被询问。Peter secretly followed. 伯多偷偷摸摸的跟着。And the story goes. 好，我们的故事就这样开始。The Apostle Peter sits in the courtyard of Caiaphas. 那伯多 Apostle 就是门徒，那伯多门徒之一 sits in the courtyard. Sits 就是坐着 in the courtyard. Courtyard 就是那个我们可以说庭院或是天井就是谁的 courtyard? Caiaphas. The courtyard of Caiaphas. 开发的庭院。开发就是那年的大司祭，还记得吗？ The high priest for that year. And he keeps himself warm because it is cold. 他保温自己，因为那时很冷。He keeps himself, 他保温自己，因为那时很 cold 就是冷，因为那是从晚上他们都一直没有睡了。From the evening that Jesus prayed in the garden and was captured, was brought to the Sanhedrin, they have not slept, and it was almost morning, almost daybreak. Then we can just imagine how cold it is. 我们只能想象那时是多冷，因为半夜到凌晨了嘛。But what happened? 发生了什么事？他在保温自己的时候 ，someone tells him， 有个人告诉他 ，someone 就是有个人某人告诉他 tells him， "You are not one of his disciples, are you?" 你是否他的门徒之一是吗？ You are not. 你是否他的门徒之一？ His disciples. 他的门徒。Are you? 是吗？他的一个问号。For three times. Three 就是三，就是 one, two, three 的 three。一二三的三 ,three times, 三次 Peter denies knowing Jesus. 有三次伯多否认 ,denies 就是否认，或是可以说是拒绝，或是背叛。But here, it is more clearly, 可以说translated into 否认denies. Peter denies knowing Jesus. 伯多否认他认识耶稣。It is almost daybreak. Daybreak 就是黎明靠近黎明，差不多黎明了天快亮了。A cock crows. Cock 就是公鸡有母鸡有公鸡母鸡是 hen, 公鸡是 cock, 就是我们知道哪一个会叫就是那个公鸡。Crows 就是意思是啼叫所以公鸡叫了快天亮的那时伯多已经否认了耶稣三次公鸡就叫了。Peter remembers, 伯多就回忆到或记得回忆起什么 ?That Jesus told him, 耶稣告诉了他。Before the cock crows, 在公鸡叫之前 ,You shall have denied me three times. 你否认了我三次。所以意思是说 ,It means,Jesus has predicted, 耶稣已经提前预言了。伯多会否认他。Peter will deny him. Then Peter then rushes out of the courtyard. 伯多就冲出那个庭院。Rest his head on a wall. 把他的头 ,head 就是头嘛。Rest 就是靠着，他把他的头靠着那个 wall 就是墙壁把头靠着墙壁 ，and cries bitterly， 然后哭着 ，cries 就是哭 ，bitterly 就是很悲痛的，或是很悲伤的，很悲伤的去哭。Here in the story, we can feel the weakness of Peter. 在这个故事我们可以体会到伯多那种软弱。Even though before Jesus was captured, 在耶稣被逮捕之前 Peter was very brave and even said to Jesus that he will die with him if needed. 伯多曾经在耶稣还没被逮捕之前告诉他我呢也愿意跟你一起死如果有必要。But now, 但是现在耶稣被逮捕了之后 when after Jesus has been captured and is being questioned, 然后被询问了 he cannot even acknowledge that he knows Jesus. 他连承认他认识耶稣他都不能。He denied him three times. 他否认了他三次。But Jesus knows this. 耶稣知道这个。让伯多也想起了他的错误。Allowing Peter to remember his mistakes. And he cries bitterly. 他哭了很伤心。意思是说代表是说 It means that He repented, 他忏悔了，彻底的忏悔。He repented and was sorry from the bottom of his heart. That's why he cried. 我们也会犯错。虽然我们知道天主多么爱我们，多么为了我们而牺牲了自己，但是人的软弱还是有 ，but 但是我们不要停留在那软弱。每次我们做错了，我们就要哭着忏悔，再次站起来，跟随着耶稣。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.